Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode contains explicit language. Welcome to Mom and Dad Are Fighting, Slate's parenting podcast for Monday, July 3rd, the Vacation Baby edition. I'm Jamila Lemieux, a writer, contributor to Slate's Care and Feeding parenting column, and mom to Naima, who is 10, and we live in Los Angeles.
I'm Elizabeth Newcamp. I write the homeschool and family travel blog, Dutch Dutch Goose. I'm the mom to three littles, Henry, who's 11, Oliver, who's 9, and Teddy, who's 6. And by the time this airs, I am on my way to moving to Tokyo. I believe we'll be in Atlanta at this point.
My name is Hari Kundabolu. I'm a comedian and a writer. My child, Arjun, is 3 years old, and we live in Brooklyn, New York.
Today on the show, we're going to talk to Hari about his comedy special, Vacation Baby. And then we'll answer a listener question about vacations. We'll end by sharing some recommendations. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We're back. Hari's new special, Vacation Baby, explores becoming a father during the early days of the pandemic. The challenges, the joys, what it meant to bring a kid into the world at that time. I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to this. So Hari, let's talk about how fatherhood has changed since filming your special.
Well, I mean, he's older. So certainly when I was filming it, like, he really couldn't communicate all that much. He still says sentences where I have no idea what he's saying. But, you know, it's definitely become, it's hard to say we're buddy-buddy, but in a way we are. Like, we have our own jokes. We have our own things that we do. When he was smaller, I don't think we necessarily had that. We have the songs that we sing. We have the, you know, the faces we make, the different games that, like, I've created and, like, we play together. Like, I feel connected to him as a human being and not just a living thing that I am the parent of. And the idea that he's kind of his own person has been there since the moment he was born. And certainly there are certain traits he had at 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, where I still see those traits now, like loving being around people, having a sense of humor. There just seems like he kind of always got it. And to see that kind of flourish now, it's like, oh God, it's a dream. It's wonderful.
You have a joke in the show about how Father's Day should be held in a leap year like the workload. Now that he's a little bit older, do you feel like that shifted more? Are you more deserving of a yearly Father's Day?
No, absolutely not. I still think every 4 years. Also, who needs a tie every year? So a tie every 4 years seems about right. I feel like I'm a pretty solid dad, and I try to contribute as much as I can, and I try to, you know, I know that it's often tricky. I think, you know, women by default become the primary parent due to social expectations, maybe early on because of the kid's attachment. And I think we've done the best we can for that not to be the case, but it's hard also because I travel a lot because I'm a stand-up comic. And so there's going to be days also where I can't split the workload because I'm not there. It's hard. I want to be someone deserving of a holiday every year, but I really have a tough time. And also, like, the birth aspect, carrying the kid aspect, which isn't true of all mothers, obviously. But, you know, for my partner, I feel like, man, that's hard to top, man. I don't know if I can top that. Like, there's only so many things I can do. You know, that's almost like a magic trick. Yeah. Like, that is some David Blaine type endurance. Like, I don't think I can really match that. So, I feel like, you know, obviously things change as the kids get older. There are so many, like, single dads who do incredible work, and they deserve the yearly, you know. But as of now, I'd say every 4 years is good, and I'm trying to work my way to every 2 years.
Yeah. Good to have goals.
Yeah.
You've said that your mom is the reason you're funny, and your dad is the reason you have anxiety.
Yeah.
What do you think your son is going to get from you and your partner?
Both those things. Also, I think the kid will have good music taste. I think already his vocabulary is pretty great. He's good with his numbers and letters, and his teachers have said as much. He's going to be very social. He's going to be funny. I feel like he's going to, he's, since he was born, has been very outgoing. I feel like these are traits that me and my partner both have. I mean, and look, if he's not those things, that's fine too. You know, we're all just guessing, but I feel like those are things he's already shown to have, and I could imagine him having. I just hope to God that he doesn't turn into a stand-up comic. I just don't. Like, you know, it's funny. I've almost regressed to my parents.
I was going to say.
Yeah, whose dream was always, like, the, you know, engineer, doctor, lawyer, you know, something that makes money and is stable. And I became a stand-up comic, and now I'm like, oh, God, don't do this. Don't do this. Find something that gives your life a level of consistency. Like, this is such a, you know, I feel like I'm fairly established, and still it is check to check, and you don't know when the check's coming, and it's basically contract work, and it's a lot. And I feel like, I want him, ultimately, of course, whatever he pursues, I want to support my kid, but man, I really hope it's not stand-up comedy. I really don't wish this for him.
Yeah. What do you think the funniest thing about being a dad is?
Oh, man. For me, it's the fact that, like, you know, my career is based on being funny, and by far he finds his mother funnier. Like, my jokes about colonialism, my wordplay, doesn't work on the 3-year-old yet. Doesn't find that clever.
Bad news.
various pop cultural references. It's not really, his humor isn't really verbal based at this point. That's been a bit of a bummer. I think maybe this is an answer to more about being a parent than fatherhood. And I realize a lot of this is stuff that probably every parent probably feels, or many parents feel. I don't think I understood the complexity of love and what love could mean, because the love I feel for my child is new. Like, and you know, you're around long enough, you think you understand a concept like love as much as you can understand it. I know what it's like to be in love. I know what it's like to be heartbroken. I know what it's like to love somebody because of their role in your life. I know paternal love, what it's like to love my mother and father, right? Paternal, maternal love. I understand that kind of love. I think I understand unconditional love. But this kind of love, the love I have for my child, like, that's shocking to me. To really just feel something, it's really hard to describe. This kid, it's one way right now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's only one way. It's all me doing the work here. And it does not matter. It is a joy to work. It is a joy to be his father, and not 24/7. You know, I'm not over, like, it is hard, and it's frustrating, and it's exhausting. And I can go from, like, my patience being completely over to him saying a cute thing and I'm back. Like, it's just, it is a lot. It's lots of ups and downs constantly. And at this age, you know, almost 3, it's really talking to someone who's very unreasonable. And has no, like, trying to explain, I'm on the phone with Delta right now. I've been on hold for 20 minutes. He doesn't get that. All he knows is daddy's on the phone. I'm going to push him and yell right now. How dare you be on the phone with Delta? Like, it's, you know, I don't know if any of that's shocking. I guess the love part is shocking. It's that kind of a certain, I don't even know how to describe it. It's,
no,
it's
I cried as I was going into labor with my second.
Yeah.
And said to my husband, I don't think I can love this new baby as much as I love our first, because I just couldn't fathom having enough room for this thing I didn't even know existed. And of course, the baby's born and it's like, it just, it's fine, right? Like,
oh, no.
Completely. But I legitimately,
it literally
in my brain,
feels like you found, like, oh, how did my house get extended?
Yes.
It feels like I have that much more room.
Exactly. Yeah. How? Because I didn't even know how to form this. I think, I mean, everything you just said rings so true. Because I mean, that was legitimately my only panic, which is crazy, right?
We now had
two people to keep alive. You shouldn't have been worried about the love, but.
Like, you know, I've always, you know, the idea of dying for somebody, like I would die for that person.
Yeah.
Like, it's all in theory.
Right.
You know, in theory you would.
Yeah.
But when the time comes, like, are you really, you know what I mean? With the kid, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no hesitation. Like, yeah, I'm stepping in front of the truck.
Yeah. You know? You wouldn't even think about it.
No.
All right. Well, thank you, Hari. We're going to link to Vacation Baby in the show notes. Everyone can watch it for free on YouTube. We're going to take another quick break and be back with our listener question. Be back in a second.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are. Let's hear today's listener question. Dear Mom and Dad, I'm a 43-year-old woman with 4 kids, a 21-year-old son, a 20-year-old stepdaughter, an 18-year-old son, and an 8-year-old daughter. My mother is 62 and in decent health. My mom wants to have a vacation this summer with my brother, who is married with no kids, and my sister, who is engaged with no kids, and me. Not our spouses, not my children, her grandchildren. Just her and her kids. I can't help but to feel this is selfish to ask us. Am I being selfish by not wanting to go without my kids? Vacation opt out. Elizabeth, what do you think?
I think you are 43 years old. If you do not want to do this, you do not have to do this. It's not selfish of her to ask if that's what she wants. She can ask. You don't have to say yes. You can also say, you know, Mom, I thank you so much. This sounds like a lot of fun. It just doesn't work for our family right now. I think it is okay to set boundaries with your parents. It is okay to make a decision that works better for you and your current family, you know, like the family that you are with, your children, you, your family structure. You can offer, I don't know if you all live in the same town. Can you guys just like go out to dinner? Would that be better? But I feel like we get so many letters where people don't want to tell their parents stuff. I know it's hard, but you can say no. That's my advice.
I mean, it's funny because my mom and dad, that's been a big thing for them before I had the kiddo. But like, I want to have a, you know, we should go on a family vacation, just the four of us, your brother, and, you know, two of them. And like, part of it is like we have lives and travel and schedules, and to have all of us have the same block of time that's free. And also, like, you two are retired. Like, this is a different thing now. Now with the kid, I think it's different. I think they want more all of us to go like to India together and have a big trip, which is going to be hard to schedule, but I get it. With, you know, the thing they wanted, it, part of me had this guilt about it. Like, you know, if we ever end up doing it, then it's like, oh, this is one of their life wishes and I didn't grant it to them because I had a gig in Buffalo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the idea of not giving them that. But I think now, especially being a parent, I'm like, I understand that. But we have pictures and home videos for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, if you went on that family trip, it wouldn't feel the way it did before. It wouldn't be the same thing. And, you know, I think there was a time and a place for that. And I understand this idea of trying to relive that almost have a family reunion in a very specific way. And I could understand why you'd want that. But that's asking a lot when you're dealing with families that don't look the same anymore.
Okay, I'm going to be the outlier here. Most of your kids are grown, young, but grown. I wonder how many vacations you've taken without them since you had your 21-year-old when you were 22 years old yourself. I'd imagine maybe not that many, you know, and maybe you have. Maybe you travel regularly and just wouldn't be a big deal for you. It's probably a big deal to your mother, who sounds like she's by herself. If it's not the biggest inconvenience in the world, could you give your mom 3 days? You know, could you take a short trip, not a week, you know, 3 days where it's just your mom and her kids, allowing her to relive a time that she probably misses terribly when it was just you guys, you know? I don't think that's the worst thing in the world, but you are 43 with 4 children. You have every right to say, no, this simply does not work for my family. And that's that. And I don't think that you would be selfish. I don't think you're selfish for not wanting to go without your kids. But I also don't think your mother is selfish for asking for this trip. You know, all she can do is ask. And if you can make it work, great. And if you can't make it work, that's fine, too.
And I think you can ask, Jamila, what you're saying too is ask her, like, what is the need? Like, maybe you can meet that need some other way. But I do feel like it's hard too without, let's not even talk about the kids, without your partners, right? If you only have a limited number of vacation time or money to spend or whatever that is, I don't know, like, I like to spend that time with my partner too. So I think that's a hard thing too, is asking everyone to leave for this time. But you're absolutely right. I don't think she's selfish for asking.
No.
She's welcome to ask. And I think you should be compassionate when you reply. You know, don't you feel very affronted that she asked this? And I think you should be like, okay, clearly what she desires is to spend time as a family. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And have the specific relationships and dynamics that you had at one point and just to feel that again, which she hasn't had since God knows when. And after hearing what Jamila said, all of a sudden I feel kind of bad about my comment regarding, you know, that's what pictures and home videos are for. It's almost like saying, hey, mom, been there, done that. And it's like,
But it's, in some ways, life does kind of work like that, right? Like, sure. I feel like you're right. It's not the compassionate, like the most compassionate answer.
But it is
kind of reality. Like, you know, one of the things that we, like parents, that is going to happen to us is launching of our children. And we know that that's hard. We've seen people have a hard time with it. But it also is a reality of, like, eventually they have to leave and do their own things. And how we are going to have to treat them like other adults, right? I mean, friends ask you to go do things and you can't. We've been invited on lots of trips where kids are not coming. And that just doesn't work for us. Like, Jeff is gone a lot. When we are together, we like to spend our time together, like, with the kids. I have to say no to those. That doesn't mean I don't love them or want to, you know, have that time. It just doesn't work for us.
Maybe your mom is missing you. You know, maybe you need to call her a little bit more. You know, maybe it's time to schedule a visit to go see her. Maybe mom is missing something. I don't know. All right, vacation opt-out. Thank you so much for writing to us. Listeners, if you have advice for vacation opt-out, you can always share it at momanddadatslate.com or leave us a voicemail at 646-357-9318. Finally, let's move on to recommendations. Hadi, what are you recommending?
You know, I've been watching, I'm going to recommend something blindly that I haven't seen. I know it's going to be good. I'm a Virgo, like Boots Riley's new show that's on Amazon Prime. I haven't seen it. I'm friends with Boots. I love Boots. I loved his film. Like, anything Boots does is going to be good. So I haven't seen it, but I recommend you watch I'm a Virgo.
Love that.
I'm co-signing that, even though I haven't seen it yet either. It looks amazing.
That's how good Boots is. He gets cosigns without even, because I just trust him intrinsically. It's going to be incredible.
Elizabeth, what about you?
Okay, well, first, Jeff and I did Vacation Baby as a like home date night in the midst of all this packing, and it was amazing. So do that, pour a glass of wine, order in dinner, put the kids to bed, and we just had like a great time. We laughed. We took our mind off of the chaos that is our house and lots of relatable stuff. So go watch that.
And may I suggest you get a bottle of Moscato?
Yes.
That will make more sense after you watch the special.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in a very sentimental mood. We're leaving all of these wonderful friends. And I was in this little bookstore downtown in Colorado Springs and found this a box of friendship from M and Friends. And it is like a like little fill in the blank cards. And they say, like, open this when you're feeling this. Open this when you're feeling guilty. Like all of these things that you would call your friend and say these things to. Right. And inside you get to write beautiful notes to them that are kind of directed. It was like so wonderful. And I did this for a couple of my friends and was able to put in those things just to give them in a very like heartfelt way that they can open in these really like friendship moments that you say and do these things to your friends that you wouldn't write for other reasons. So that was lovely. And then I found a wonderful printable that we're linking to that's kind of similar for kids. So my kids did that for a bunch of their friends. But they have a few different types. They have ones for like giving to your partner or for other relationships. But it was a nice way. I feel like I'm able to leave a little piece of myself with them. It would be a great gift. But so often when we do these military moves, like I'm in the chaos, but I think it is much harder to be the person that is left than the person that is leaving. So if you are in a similar situation or just looking for a wonderful way to be prompted to write some very funny and nice things to your friends, check out this A Box of Friendship from M and Friends.
Very nice. I'll also recommend Vacation Baby. Hari, I've never heard someone who wasn't Black talk about Moscato before. I believe I was the first person to drink it. I started drinking it in college and
oh my god,
Drake just took it and ran. But it's very funny. I'm recommending, I don't have a family friendly recommendation this week. I'm recommending Dave on Hulu or FX. A friend has been telling me to watch this show for years. It's about the rapper Lil Dicky. I am not familiar with his music, so I don't know how directly related the music of the show is to his actual music. It's very raunchy, very silly, but it's a funny show. It's about a white rapper who blows up, and I really like it. I'm on season 3 now. Check it out. And that is our show. Please subscribe, leave a rating and review, and tell your friends. This episode of Mom and Dad Are Fighting is produced by Rosemary Belson and Mara Curry. Sasha Leonard is the voice of our listeners. Alicia Montgomery is VP of Slate Audio. For Elizabeth Newcamp and Hari Kondabolu, I'm Jamila Lemieux. Thanks for listening.